And once again, joining me live over the phone today, Director Angie Bruce with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Director Bruce, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Duke. I am doing well.
Hey, thanks so much for your time, as always, and giving us a report from the Game and Fish. And, you know, I think we got to start out with the retirement of one of our local biologists, Gary Fralick. He was a biologist in the Star Valley area with the Game and Fish for a lot of years and called it a career recently.
Oh, yeah, he was. And, you know, Duke, when you mentioned his name, I just had a smile on my face because that's what I think about with Gary. Just a true gem of a person. And he, you know, gave his whole career to the Game and Fish, mostly, you know, 40 years with us. So great dedication, had a huge impact, really was, you know, the expert in the mule deer in the Wyoming range and did so much for us. Hated to see him go, but really wanted, you know, glad that he can retire and enjoy his personal time now.
Absolutely. When you talk about his role, what does a biologist do for the Game and Fish and kind of what's their day-to-day?
Excellent questions. Well, at the end of the day, they're in charge of maintaining healthy wildlife populations in their area. They really play a huge role in that. They play a big role in looking at habitat needs, understanding the requirements of different species. And then, very important, what they do once a year right now is roll up a lot of that information at a region-wide level, too, to help set the hunting season. So make sure the public has adequate opportunity, listening to the public, what the public wants, takes that and mixes it with the science and puts recommendations forward.
So when you talk about that position, specifically the one that Gary had held for those years, I assume there's a process in place now for his replacement?
Absolutely. We're well underway to replace him. All of our biologists in the field are critical positions that represent the department. So we hope to get someone to fill his shoes, if we can do such a thing. But over time, they will be able to in there soon.
Well, I'm a Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce on the Weekday Wake Up with us this morning. And Director Bruce, another poaching incident happening in southwest Wyoming, this time in the Evanston region. Can you give us an update on this?
Yeah, so Duke, this does not bring a smile to my face, unlike our last conversation. This is disappointing to see. I feel as Wyomingites, we can do better than this. And there seems to be a lot of different poaching occurring over, you know, there always is throughout the state that we are on top of, but over there in western parts. And so we're asking people if they have any evidence of deer remains, you know, gut pile, deer carcass that's especially missing at least one of the hindquarters. If they have seen anything in the out when they're out and about, especially near Evanston, Cokeville, Kemmerer, Mountain View, those areas, maybe alongside of the road, to let us know. They can let us know in various different ways. Stop into the Green River office. They can call the local game warden. They can call our tip line. Our tip line is 877-WGFD. TIP. They could also text us, and they can also submit a report online as well. So lots of options, but we just want any information people have out there.
Now, in this particular incident, it does seem to be a one-time isolated incident. There's been some other cases where it seems like multiple animals were taken, but if I'm understanding correctly, this recent one seems to be a single animal. Is that correct?
That is correct. At least that's what we know of now. We don't have it tied to any others, but that doesn't mean it isn't. But from the evidence and stuff we've collected, it appears to be a one-time poaching of a mule deer.
Director Angie Bruce with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Director Bruce wanted to talk sage grouse. The Game and Fish is retiring the Wyoming Sage Grouse Local Working Group. So let's start with from the beginning of this. For those who aren't familiar, what is the local working groups and what has this program been in the past?
So there were 7 local working groups across the state, started over 20 years ago, to really look at the needs locally for habitat, for research. There were general funds dedicated to this. Throughout time, those general funds, I think it was 2017, were pulled back. So the commission stepped up and offered some funds. But it was looking at what is the needs locally for sage grouse and sage grouse habitat. And so these groups really represented the folks in the area. If it was a heavy mining area or wind and solar, oil and gas, local county folks, experts, biologists, our federal partners, state partners, come together locally once a year to allocate some funds to the priorities. Throughout the years, this has been extremely effective. We have lots of experts out there who really had buy into sage-grouse, but it's really run its course. And so we're retiring this method and looking at new methods. Today, we really, really are looking how we can very efficiently and effectively do more for habitat. And we truly think that we can do that more on landscape level scale. So large projects. Our staff are now involved in, you know, looking at 20,000 acres at a time to do invasive species control and so forth. So how we incorporate habitat projects is taking a little bit different and a shift that just is not aligned with the old model that we had here. But what we do value is that input and that local input, and we still are looking for ways to get that. One way that we can get it is through the sage-grouse implementation team, through the governor's committee that he has. That tends to be more related to policy than habitat and research, but that is an avenue that people can help weigh in and help us. But then we're looking at what the next thing is. You know, we got to all change with the times, and this is a great example of that. We're looking at how we can pull these local folks together in doing either an annual workshop, field day, something, and we're asking for their input to see how we can still gather that support and interest and expertise from them, just in a different way.
Well, Director, if our listeners are hoping to do some big game hunting this year, maybe just a quick reminder on some upcoming deadlines for applications.
Yeah, so non-residence is around the corner. And Duke, I don't have that off the top of my head. Too many things swirling in my head today, but look at those dates. They're coming up. Residents have a little bit more time. I know I tend to procrastinate on that, and I have always April on my mind for when I need to get things rolling. But definitely it's that time of year to start to think about, but actually to plan too. So putting in for a certain hunt area or certain limited area that you hope to draw in. Make sure you have some thought process on where you're going to go, public lands or private lands, and do your homework prior to applying.
Well, Director, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you. Anything else you wanted to mention today?
No, I just let's hope for some winter weather. We need some moisture out there. It's really dry on the eastern part of the state and throughout the state. So maybe if we can all put our minds together and get some white stuff coming down, we'll be better off.
We could certainly use some. Absolutely. Director Angie Bruce, Wyoming Game and Fish Department. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio.